Most medical researchers agree exercise is good for you, but a recent study shows that most physicians don't have the training or expertise to help their patients make exercise part of their health regime. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Jordan Metzel, a sports medicine physician, about prescribing exercise.
The science on regular exercise points more and more to the health benefits exercise has on the brain and other body systems. What are some of the most recent findings?
I think we need to start by thinking about if we took a drug and this drug worked across the entire spectrum of the body. It worked for pretty much every single body system, starting with your brain, the only drug that's effective against the progression of Alzheimer's and heart disease and diabetes and now 13 types of cancers. If we took this drug and we said, if you take this drug, you will have favorable health characteristics across your entire body, it's free, and it works for every single person who takes it, rich or poor, young or old, and every doctor in the world didn't prescribe it to every one of their patients, they'd be committing malpractice. And that drug is called exercise. And some of the newer research on exercise is just the amazing efficacy of this drug across the entire spectrum of the human body.
Well, presented that way, it makes such good sense. So why do we fail to do that?
Well, it's a broader question, but I think part of the issue it lies in the, on the medical side, at least, on the kind of establishment of the medical systems. Medicine has largely been focused on the treatment of disease, so after something happens. But we don't do a very good job outside of maybe lip service on teaching people how to prevent those problems from happening. And the argument that I make is that we want to get people thinking about changing the focus of this discussion from problem treatment to prevention and prevention of the problems with exercise. But the problem is that the system is not set up for that. We're largely reimbursed as physicians based on things we do, not things we prevent.
Can you give us a few examples of injuries and medical conditions that can be helped by exercise alone?
The most expensive two diseases we have are type 2 diabetes, which costs about over $100 billion a year, and cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, which costs about $90 billion a year. Type 2 diabetes is fully preventable with exercise and nutrition. Cardiovascular disease is largely preventable with exercise and nutrition. So we're all talking about, you know, medical cost care and figuring out ways to, you know, rein in medical costs. We do so little with prevention. And so, you know, this is a very potent drug.
What percentage of physicians are talking to their patients about exercise?
Many physicians talk to their patients about prescribing exercise. In fact, many say you should exercise a half hour a day, as is recommended by the American Heart Association. The problem is that, let's say you're a 45-year-old woman and you want to run, and, you know, you have one exercise prescription. Let's say you're a 12-year-old kid and you're overweight. You know, your exercise prescription of a half hour a day is very different person to person. So trying to kind of stratify and unify some message around that is the problem. Everyone says it. It would be the equivalent of if you were going to take a drug. Let's say you want to take a drug for your high blood pressure or for your whatever problem. There's a lot in this discussion beyond just take this drug and, you know, good luck.
That was sports medicine Dr. Jordan Metzel speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.